We now continue with Maseches Beitza, Daf Lamed Hey, and Beis. We're going to begin the new Mishnah, the new Perek, which begins in the beginning of the in the middle of the Yom. Mashilim Peros Derech Aruva BeYamtiv. The Mishnah teaches that a person can go ahead and lower Peros produce from an Aruva skylight on Yamtiv. Rashi explains over here, the person goes ahead and he had, let's say, chitin asaorin, grains that were shtuchen al-gago, lehizyabesh. He had them lying out on his roof in order to dry, and then he's seen the raisins coming, so he goes ahead and he wants to lower it into the skylight, into the house, in order that it shouldn't get ruined. So this is permissible, explains Rashi, because this is not does not involve a great tircha, because, after all, he just has to lower it right there. He doesn't have to move it all over the place. However, bringing it, let's say, through the window, so Rashi said that would be a different story, and that would be aser. So this is permissible on Yom Tov of a low b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, no. When it comes to Shabbos, so Chazal were even more machmir when it comes to questions of tircha, and even something which would be considered a relatively minor tircha is also prohibited on Shabbos. U'mechasim peiros b'chelim b'nei adelef. Additionally, says the Mishnah, a person go ahead and cover peiros, produce, with kalim, with materials, claws, in order to protect them from delef. Delef means dripping water. V'chein kadei yayin v'chadei shemen. A person go ahead and take pitchers of wine and pitchers of oil, and they could also be covered in order to prevent them from being damaged by dripping water. V'nosten kli tachas ha-delef b'Shabbos. And finally, a person go ahead and take a kli and simply place it under the dripping water on Shabbos in order to protect the house from being ruined by this water. So all these cases involve situations where perhaps one would have thought that there's a problem over here of tircha shelo l'tzorach. Rashi especially points out when it comes to covering the peiros, even though the person doesn't even need them for yamtiv, and you would think therefore that this is really a tircha shelo l'tzorach, nevertheless Chazal would permitted this mishum hefsid mamon, because if he doesn't do so, he's going to experience a financial loss over here because the peiros are going to be ruined. So the Gemara now begins with two different versions of what exactly the opening word in the Mishnah is. Itma, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nassin, Chad Tani Mashilin, V'Chad Tani Mashchilin. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nassin had two different versions of what exactly our Mishnah says. One said that it says Mashilin, and the other said Mashchilin. Amar Amar Zutra, Manda Tani Mashilin Lo Mishtabesh, U'Manda Tani Mashchilin Lo Mishtabesh. Either version of the Mishnah could be correct and is not necessarily a mistake. According to the opinion who says that the word is mashilin, that is not a mistake. It says, ki yishal zeisecha. The pasuk says, when your olive tree will literally throw down, in this case it's fruits. So we see from here that yishal means throw down. So that's exactly what this person is doing here. Mashilin peiros derech aruva. He's throwing down his peiros into the skylight. Mandatani mashchilin lo mishtabish. And according to this opinion that says, that the Mishnah says mashchilin, it's also not a mistake. The Tnan, as it says, hashochol vahakosol, shochol shenishmatu yirecho, kosol sheechon miyarchosov gavoa michaverta. Over here, we have a Mishnah which teaches regarding a shochol and a kosol. What are we talking about over here? So shochol means an animal, shenishmatu yirecho, where the hip is dislocated, and kosol is an animal, she'echon miyarkosav gvoa mechaverto, one hip is higher than the other. Of course, over here, with this particular mission over here is dealing with what is considered to be a mum, when it comes to determining what sort of animal can be brought as a korban. So that's the particular context over here, but we find that what? This word shachol, so that describes, in this case, dislocated. But the word mashchilin over here would come from the same word, something which is being lowered down, like the peiros over here, mashchilin peiros derech aruva. So there are two different versions of what exactly the Mishnah says, but Marzucha points out that either version could be technically correct. Now, interestingly, the Gemara now records several other possible words that the Mishnah could have used, which would all convey basically the same meaning. Amar Rav Nachman Vayitzchok Mandatani Mashirin Lo Mishtabesh. If a person taught, or the one who taught Mashirin, would also not be mistaken. Umandatani Mashirin Lo Mishtabesh. Umandatani Manshirin Lo Mishtabesh. So all these different forms of similar sounding words. Mandatani Mashirin Lo Mishtabesh. Titnan Rabbi Shmuel says, Nazir Lo Yachif Rosho Ba'adama. A Nazir cannot go ahead and rub his hair with Adam, with earth, with dirt, because this causes hair to fall out, and we know that a Nazir is not permitted to cut his hair, and he can't remove his hair, even using some other form. So what do we see? Mashir. Mashir means, again, causing something to fall out. Again, that would also sort of make sense in this context. Mashirin Peiros Derech HaRubi Yomtev. And continues the Gemara, Mandatonim Ashchirin Lo Mishtabish, Detna, and it teaches Hashchor Vazog Shel Saparim Afa Pisha Nechleku Tmeyin. If you're dealing with a razor or a pair of scissors, even if they are Nechleku, they were broken or disassembled, they are still Tmeyin, they are still susceptible to Tuma. So what do you see from here? The term over here, Shchor, which comes again from the same word as Mashchirin, is used in this case to refer to a razor. What does a razor do? It removes hair. It causes hair to fall off. This, again, would fit well in this context. The Mandatani Manshirin Lo Mishtabish, and finally, the one who teaches Manshirin is also Lo Mishtabish, Tithnan, as we learn in yet another Mishnah, Mishnashu Kela B'mayim Mahalich B'hem. If a person goes ahead and his garments, his clothing, fell into water, he could still walk while wearing them, but in a choshesh, it doesn't have to be concerned that doing so is going to cause them to become washed on Shabbos. And normally, we wouldn't think about walking with wet clothes as a form of washing them, but technically speaking, if your clothing are wet and you're moving in them, so that is something which could assist in the cleansing process, but this is something which is permissible on Shabbos. So what do you see? Nashu in this case means falling, like the water or the dirt is going to be fall off. Inami. Or possibly, you could also say Manshirin is not Mishtabish Mehoditan, for we learn in a different Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches a Zehu Leket, what is considered the case of Leket, Hanosher Mishas Katsira. Anything which falls at the time of Katsira, at the time that the wheat is being harvested, so that is something which is considered Leket. So in all these cases, we find all different words which possibly could fit, and that may have been the, in fact, the correct Nusach of the opening word of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to continue with more of an elaboration of the actual din in the Mishnah. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Mashilin Peiros Derech Aruba B'Yamtif. It says that what? You can lower Peiros through the Aruba, through the skylight. So Adkama says in the Gemara, how much can you actually lower? So Amar Rab Zeir, Rab Asi, V'Amri La, Amar Vasi, Rab Yochanan, Ka'osa Shashaninu. So we have either Rab Zeir saying Rab Asi, or Rab Asi saying Rab Yochanan, the same amount that we had learned in the Mishnah. What is this teaching in the Mishnah? Mefanin arba v'chamesh kupo shel tevin v'shel tvua, b'pnei ha'orchin v'pnei bitul beis ha'meshesh. A person can go ahead and could clear away 4 or 5 boxes of tevin or tvua, of straw or tvua of produce, in order to what? Be able to potentially give to guests, or bitul beis ha'meshesh. He wants to be able to clear the area so that guests could have a where to sit, or the people have where to sit in the base medrash. So the Gemara seems to be saying that our mission would also allow lowering 4 or 5 boxes of peiros, nothing more. How do you know? Maybe that's only true when it comes to that Mishnah, because over there we're looking to avoid a situation of bitul beis hamedrash where people would want to be able to learn and are prevented from doing so. But over here where we don't have any bitul beis hamedrash, shouldn't be a problem. Inami, another reason why perhaps we should differentiate between these two cases. Why is it that over there you're allowed to move 4 or 5 boxes? Because after all, we're dealing with Shabbos, and to begin with, we're a little more machmir, and so therefore we're not concerned about Zilzul Shabbos, that people will unnecessarily violate Shabbos. About Yom Tov, to kill. However, it comes to Yom Tov, which in general, people have somewhat of a lenient attitude of Asilu Zuzule Bey, and it may lead to Zilzul. So klalu klalu, maybe you shouldn't be able to lower anything from the skylight. Inami says Igmar li idach giso, or perhaps you can go ahead and argue in the opposite direction. Hosam hainu time, what's the reason why the Mishnah permits one to remove 4 or 5 boxes of Tevin Atzvua, the Leket Hefsid Mamadu, because over there is no loss whatsoever. Of Al Hacha, the Ike Hefsid Mamadu, over here, where they're really concerned about the food that's going to be left on the roof that may be ruined, so Afilu Tuvanami, maybe you should give them more than that. There may be perhaps the only reason why the other Mishnah by Shabbos is so machmir by limiting you to 4 or 5 boxes, that's only because there's no Hefsid Mamun, but perhaps if you have Hefsid Mamun, would be even more machmir. So essentially, the Gemara says that there's no way to rule conclusively that the shear over here, when it says Mashilim Peiros Derech Aruba, should be the same as the shear in this Mishnah and Shabbos, which says Mafanin Arbev Chamesh Kupo Shetevin Filtua. There are at least 3 reasons why we could differentiate between these different cases.